all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the first Friday of December, and in a moment we will sing the votive Mass of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and after Mass, benediction of the Blessed Sacrament. At today's Mass, we commemorate Advent, as we do each day during this holy season of waiting and preparation for Christ's coming, and also we commemorate the only monk or simple confessor on the calendar during this holy season, and he is from the East. He's highly venerated by them. He is called Saint Sabbath, the God-bearing and sanctified. Who is he? What lesson can he teach us, children? Well, he's one of those saints who ran away from home. There's a number of them, aren't there? As a general rule, we would say, well, there are some things about a saint that we would honor rather than imitate. But which one of us, after all, hasn't wanted to run away a little bit, or at the very least, to get away? And who hasn't said sometimes, just leave me alone? Well, the Sacred Heart of Jesus gives you a place where you can run and hide and be left alone and be happy again. St. Sabbath, unlike big St. Teresa, we had her in October, remember? She tried to run away, but her uncle caught her and her brother and brought them back. St. Sabbath actually did run away twice, successfully. This is his story. He was born in the 4th century, and he was born in eastern Turkey, what we call Cappadocia. And there, his father was a great general in the army of the empire, and he was posted to Alexandria in Egypt. And his parents thought it would be better to leave the boy at home rather than take him all across the world to another country. And so they asked an uncle and an aunt to take care of him, and they spent quite a bit of money on him for all of his support and his needs. Well, his aunt, who was supposed to be taking care of him, was extremely mean, a very cruel woman, and he couldn't take it. So when he was 8, he ran away from home. But he ran away to another uncle and aunt who were very kind. And he had a good time with them, and they loved him, and he loved them, and he was a good boy, and everything was working out fine for a while, till the original aunt and uncle got the idea. Till the new aunt and uncle, I should say, the one with whom he was living now, got the idea, well, there's all of that money, isn't there? We shouldn't have to pay for him out of our own pocket. His father left quite a bit of money for his care. And the mean aunt and the mean uncle said, oh, you can't have it. Give it to us and we're going to keep it. So what did they do? They had a lawsuit, which is always the worst thing in the world to do. They sued each other in court. And poor Sabbath, before you knew it, he was involved with hearings and depositions and lawyer's fees in courtrooms, and he couldn't take it. So he ran away a second time. And this time he ran away to a monastery. At the age of 8, imagine that. And he grew up there. He grew up to be a big, strong boy. And he was all sort of the hard work in the monastery. He was so holy, right away he started working miracles. He was helping the baker once, and the baker had put his habit, which was wet, he had washed it, into the oven, which was a long affair, to dry, and without thinking about it, he turned the oven on, and his habit started to cook, to smoke. He didn't know what to do, and his disciple, Saint Sabbath, crawled right into the oven and pulled it out, and he wasn't harmed, and neither was his habit. He grew to be so holy that after 10 years, when he was 18, he asked if he could run away again, this time with permission, and live all by himself in a cave. And his father, the spiritual father, said to him, well, not yet, you're still too young, but you can try it on weekdays. So every week, after Mass on Sunday, he would get all of his work for the week. He would leave baskets, he would take all these leaves with him, and then he would go and he would pray all week long, come back in time for Mass on Saturday. And then later on, he lived all by himself for a number of years, And then he was so holy, this he was living in the Holy Land at Palestine, the priest, and all sorts of people came to him, including his mother. His father had died. They met each other once, and his father wanted to give him lots of money. And he said, just 3 gold pieces, sir, that would be fine. So he took the gold home back to the monastery and they used it for good things. And then later on, when the father died, his mother joined him. And they established churches and monasteries to take care of the monks and hospitals and things like that for pilgrims. And thousands of monks came to be followed. Well, you know, when you have that many people, you're going to have trouble. And some of the monks started to complain. The first thing they said was, we don't have a priest, and it's too far to go for Sunday Mass. And so the Bishop of Jerusalem ordained a Sabbath. Even though he was very humble, didn't want to be a priest, but he offered the Mass for him. And then pretty soon they had this or that to complain against him, and they ran away from him. Quite a few people did. The monks, they started their own monastery to be against St. Sabbath. He didn't mind in the least. He was so holy, he sent them money and food when he found out they were in need. Every year, for Lent, he would run away from the monastery. He would go to a cave, he'd stay there all by himself, children. On the octave day of Epiphany, he would pack up his things and not come back till Palm Sunday. I think it was on one of those occasions when he thought he spotted an excellent cave for Lent, except it turned out to have been to be being occupied by a lion. So he went into the cave and he got himself sort of settled, and it's night. After he had said his prayers, he went to sleep, and he woke up and a lion was there, and the lion was dragging him, as was using his mouth as jaws, dragging him by his habit out of the cave. And he got talking to the lion and he made friends with him. And so he and the lion made an agreement they would share the cave. But the lion never respected his part of the deal. After all, he was a lion, and he was making a lot of trouble, really, for this. And finally, he said, look here, lion, he said, if you want to stay with me, you have to behave yourself. Either that or find yourself a new cave. So the lion left and found himself a new cave, and our saint finished his Lent in peace. Usually, when he went away, he took one disciple with him to pray with him and to help him out. One time he took with him a young man who seemed to be a very, very holy hermit, and everything was going well. But as they were making a trip from Jericho out to the wilderness, they fell in with some other travelers who were regular sort of worldly people. And amongst them was a very nice-looking young lady. In fact, she was quite beautiful. And since he was a young man, St. Sabbath was a little bit worried if he was looking at her when he should have been not, in keeping what we call custody of the eyes. You don't look at any location of sin. You control, you never stare, children, especially not at anyone or anything that could lead you into temptation, because we must avoid the occasion of sin. So to test him, after the lovely-looking young lady had walked on, he said to his young disciple, he said, brother, what do you think about that young lady with one eye? And he said, father, oh no, she has 2 eyes. You sure? I think she has just 1 eye. No, I got a good look at her. She has just 2 eyes. And then St. Sabbath said to him, you got a good look at her, did you? Are monks supposed to be doing that? What are you doing with your eyes and with the law of God? He said, you can't be with me this month. You better go back to the monastery and get some more training about controlling your eyes. Because we have to have, don't we, at all times, the custody of our eyes, children. If we look at anything we want to, people or screens, TV, computers, that sort of thing, before you know it, it's a sin. See, it's a good thing for running away from the occasions of sin. You can do that very successfully, children. Leave me alone. We don't want to be left alone at some point. Toward the end of his life, because he was so holy and so important, although he just wanted to pray, from time to time he had to go to see the emperor in Constantinople and take care of business for the church, because the emperor was a Eutychian, and remember, the Eutychians deny that our Lord was had a true human nature. They said that our Lord didn't have a true human will. He wasn't really a man, in other words, who became man for us. And so he was so impressed, the emperor was, with the holiness of St. Sabbath. He said to him, and what can I do for you, Father? And he was so surprised when this holy old monk. Everybody else was lined up asking for money or for a church or for a bridge or something like that. And he said, Your Highness, leave the church alone. That's all he wanted. Just leave us alone. And indeed, when we can be left alone, then we can serve our Lord in peace and in the true Catholic faith. Just before he died, that's what our saint did. He said to everybody, I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but I really need you to leave me alone now so I can say my prayers before I die. So for 4 days before he died, nobody bothered him, and he just prayed. And then finally, when he was ready, he gave his soul up to our Lord. That's St. Sabbath, the God-bearing and sanctified. Very great saint for Advent, children. His symbol is an apple. Because once upon a time, he was tempted to eat between meals, which is against the rule, just to eat an apple. And to make up for it, he said, I'll never eat another apple again as long as I live. And he did it. That would be for him an occasion of sin. Children, we can't run away from home. We shouldn't even try. And many times we can't run away from people either. But we can always run to the Sacred Heart. You're very lucky to be here in church all day long under the same roof as our Lord. When you get upset, worry about something, angry, do you ever run into church to say a little prayer? Or to stay with the Sacred Heart of it, our Lord in the tabernacle? Excellent way to run away. Our Lord will take care of the rest. Sacred Heart of Jesus, place my trust in thee. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.